I think you're really going to enjoy our next guest. She's never been on before, and Catherine's found her. Her name is Terry Beatley. She's the founder and director of the Hosea Initiative, Hosea4U.org. Hosea, just like the book in the Bible, Hosea 4, the number 4, U, Y-O-U, .org is her website. And we'll get into this, but she's written a book, What If We Were Wrong? Keeping My Promise to America's Abortion King is the name of this book. Her interaction with Dr. Bernard Nathanson. And it could not be more timely with everything that's going on. We're very excited to have her on. Terry, welcome to the Power Hour.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us a little background or introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you and about the Hosea Initiative.
Well, it's been a journey of love and a journey of a promise to Dr. Bernard Nathanson. And because I made Dr. Nathanson a promise to deliver his personal parting message across our country, and part of that, one of the conduits for which we're doing that is a 501c3 educational organization called Hosea Initiative. And the reason I named it that is because after the book in the Bible, Hosea 4:6, which says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." And that's exactly the case. We've lost 60 million babies. And, you know, we have millions of moms and dads who grieve that they aborted their child or, you know, they suffer, you know, they suffer the consequences from that. And so it's a ministry dedicated to the promise I made Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who's the father of America's industry of abortion. He founded NARAL, Pro-Choice America, and he trained Planned Parenthood doctors on how to kill babies in the womb. But Dr. Nathanson became pro-life and wanted every American to know how and why he deceived our country with the lie that abortion is women's health care.
You mentioned Hosea 4:6, which is a very famous scripture. The second part of that scripture, or the next part, says, "Because you have forgotten my law, I will forget your children." And I think that's very apropos to what you're saying. Our children have been forgotten. And these babies, no matter what stance you take, I don't care what you believe about fetuses, babies in the womb, what you don't believe, I don't care. The practice of abortion that America, the stance on abortion that America's take has been destructive, has been wasteful and destructive, and it's really hurt our society. You were able to get involved with this, and you met Dr. Bernard Nathanson. Tell us about how did that even come about? Why did you get involved with him? How?
That's a great question, but I don't want to forget saying this because it ties in with what you just said. Prior to posing that question, when Dr. Nathanson resigned from, you know, the leading, you know, pro-abortion political action organization called NARAL, N-A-R-A-L, in his resignation letter, as well as other writing, he warned that as long as abortion remains legal, we will see increased violence, increased public turmoil, and the disintegration of the American family. And that's exactly what's happened. But what led to the interview? I had actually the very beginning of this is as a parent of two young girls in my early 30s, I became acutely aware of what had happened to my parental rights. And just very specifically, I learned how, I mean, my children were just little. They were like 4 and 7 years old when I made this discovery, is that in the state of Virginia, there was such a thing as a judicial bypass. And that judicial bypass allows minor girls in Virginia, mind you, I think nearly all 50 states have judicial bypasses, but it allows a minor girl to go behind her parents' backs and go to a judge, and that judge can make the decision whether or not that minor girl is, quote, mature enough for an abortion surgery. Now, mind you, every year people die of abortion. You might not hear about it in the news, but every year women or minor girls die of abortion. And I just thought how wrong that was. So I began researching the history of the abortion industry, and sparing all the details. It's just this is the kind of information America needs to know. Then I made the discovery of Margaret Sanger's racist population control plan called the Negro Project. Margaret Sanger was the founder of Planned Parenthood, and she began implementing back in 1939 the Negro Project. And I took all this information to a local church, which was primarily African Americans, and I shared it with the minister, and he was just blown away by the information. 6 months later, I'm at a prayer vigil at my church asking God, what am I supposed to do? I just happen to be a white woman. And I said, what am I supposed to do? I'm crossing the racial divide in our country with the topic of abortion, and it's uniting. It's uniting us on life. And I said, what am I supposed to do? And all I could hear, and it wasn't audible, but you know what I mean, just through prayer, and it came not just once, but repeatedly, and it was simply go and interview Dr. Bernard Nathanson. And that was the beginning. That prayer was in November 2009, and I was on an airplane December 1st, 2009, flying up to New York to spend 1 hour with Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who deeply, deeply regretted the culture of death he was leaving behind.
Let me interject here. An important, all this information is important. Your story is not only inspiring, but it's critical at this time to me, and most of our audience, certainly. You mentioned Margaret Sanger. You mentioned the black church that you went to. To me, now you tell me your feelings, but this whole abortion question, you just hit on the absolute antidote to any of this. You just absolutely pounded the antidote. More black babies are aborted in America than born. But if the black leaders, if black people, if black churches knew that the genesis of this, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was such an overt racist and eugenicist, that will change this in an instant, in an absolute instant.
Whoa.
Go ahead.
I agree with you, but I will tell you right now, and I will say this loud and clear with a megaphone, there are many black ministers across America who already understand what I just said, but they are too sold out to the Democrat Party. They're putting party before the word of God. But I will predict this, because I'm not going away. I mean, unless somebody knocks me off, but I'm not going away. God's already shown.
No, we're not saying that. Hey, let me stop. Terry, let me stop you right there. We're not even saying that. We're not even putting that there. We believe that you are protected and you have a mission here and you're going to do your mission.
Absolutely.
We're not even going to go there. You are going to do your mission.
Well, we're not going to go there. I almost meant that in jest. But this is what I do know, and God's revealed it so clearly, that the life issue is what will unite the United States of America. He's already shown me. I've already walked this walk. And with pastors or without pastors, the people will unite on life when they have the truth. And that's why I named it Hosea 4:6, because it started on that very local level. And then I ended up moving about 2 hours away after I'd made Dr. Nathanson the promise, and I guess we haven't even gotten there, but the promise to Dr. Nathanson at the end of the interview, you know, I said, Dr. Nathanson, if you have a message for America, tell me what it is, and I promise you I will deliver it across our country until it becomes common knowledge or until Roe v. Wade is overturned, whichever one comes first. And I didn't know what he would say. And there was a pause, and then he looked up at me. Keep in mind, he was 83, terminally ill with cancer. And he said, yes. He said, continue teaching America the strategy of how I deceived our country, and then tell America that the co-founder of NARAL, you know, the father of America's industry of abortion, says to love one another. Abortion is not love. Stop the killing. The world needs more love, and I'm all about love now. And I reached over and I shook his hand, and I promised him that I would get the job done. It's now going on 10 years, And we, meaning the ministry, Hosea Initiative, we have everything in place now to teach America. And I think the reason why God's timing on this, because if I had had it my way, this job would have been done 7 years ago. but God's been rolling out the tools, you know, the book. We've got a curriculum. We have all sorts of things. And this is why. I think come November 2020, I'm going to make a prediction. This country has to show God that we go into that voting booth and we vote for a pro-life candidate. And if the political parties only give us one candidate, so be it. But if it ends up being life or death, we, the United States citizens, wow, we have to show God we vote for a pro-life America.
I'm getting chills as you're speaking, and I can feel the power of what you're saying. Choose life. And I think it'll be what you're saying. Correct me if I'm wrong. This will be a metaphor to what the future of America looks like. Are we going to choose life or are we going to choose death?
Right. But I truly believe this because of how God's been working in my own life and the timing. And I wish we had time to actually go into all the details. It's probably going to be book number two, but that'll happen probably in the year 2021. God has shown up in so many different ways, making it so real that, confirmed or affirmed that he wants America to know the legacy of Dr. Bernard Nathanson. You know, Dr. Nathanson, he called himself the keeper of the abortion industry keys. He knew where all the skeletons were. I'm not talking about the babies. I'm talking about the lies, the propaganda on how they tricked our country back in the late 60s and early 70s. And you just watch. I mean, we're going to see the biggest God victory for this country. I'm predicting it now that by the time this is all said and done, the average American will know the truth. But then they have a decision to make. Are they going to support lies?
Yes.
And propaganda and all that? And a culture of death, or are they going to say, you know, God, I'm sorry. You know, I mean, people of faith, I mean, everybody makes mistakes. You know, all we have to do is say, Lord, I'm sorry. And for all the people who are not believers, they can still support a culture of life. But the thing is now, they don't, so many people just don't have the history of how this country, and I'm including the justices as well, they don't have the truth of how we got duped.
Let me go back quickly, and then I want to go directly to Dr. Bernard. Margaret Sanger, The Negro Project. What was The Negro Project? Describe that in just a couple minutes. So people, I think that has to be out there.
Absolutely, and this is fundamental because this culture of death started with Margaret Sanger. And quite interesting, by the way, you know, she began her dirty deeds. This is the founder of what we know today as Planned Parenthood. Back then it was called the American Birth Control League. She started her dirty deeds in 1916. And so you can understand what I mean by this. In 2016, she had her 100th year anniversary, but God showed up. Okay. I look at that as that's her one and only century. We are now appropriating the victory to crush what she did, not only to America, but to the world, because there's such a thing today is called Planned Parenthood Federation. And they are spreading this culture of death all across the globe. So Margaret Sanger, three words can sum her up. She believed in and practiced promiscuity, and she promoted it, okay, because she did not believe in God. She hated Christianity. She most particularly hated the Catholic Church. Okay, but she believed and spread the gospel of promiscuity. Number two, she was a eugenist. She believed that she could build a race of thoroughbreds. She could weed out people she deemed less desirable. And she believed in controlling births, which is slightly different than eugenics. Just you know, she believed in all the sex she wanted, but then she believed in controlling births and eugenics. And she began her dirty deeds in the 19-teens. She formed American Birth Control League in 1921. And then by 1939, she had implemented what was called the Negro Project. She had duped some of the top leading, back then it was called Negro organizations, including top clergy. I mean, clergy that even suspected that she was a racist, but then she bypassed the ministers and got to the wives and convinced the wives of the of the black ministers that she was all about helping the women and the children and all this. That was a lie straight from hell. The Negro Project was designed to specifically and drastically decrease the black population, if not completely eradicate it. And she would do it by pushing sterilization and birth control into minority communities. And of course, back then, the vast majority of black Americans were poor. They were just a generation removed, you know, one or two from slavery. And then her problem was by the time she invented the pill, or her people did, you know, she financed it to a large degree in 1958, it was the very people she didn't want contracepting, white middle class and upper class, but and so they were taking the pill and the black people were not. So when abortion got legalized, thank you, Dr. Bernard Nathanson and NARAL, you know, because Planned Parenthood did not openly push for legalizing abortion. Okay, and there's a whole back history on why. I'm not saying she didn't believe in it. Of course she did, but she didn't publicly come out. So long story short, once abortion got legalized, what did Planned Parenthood do? They now jumped into the abortion business. That's the new brand of women's health care, quote, end quote. And she put her abortion mills in, well, I mean, she was already dead in 1966, but Planned Parenthood put the abortion mills into the minority neighborhoods. And today, they have the abortion industry has killed about 21 million black babies in America.
That information, that little, whatever, however long, 3-4 minutes, that is, the black community should be enraged, all people, but especially
yep.
The black community should be out of their minds, ready to hang somebody for what you
just
said.
Well, they need to hang the Democrat Party, okay? That's what they need to hang. And the other thing is this, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, and the reason I'm so fired up about this is because Nathanson admitted to fast-tracking Margaret Sanger's Negro Project. Dr. Nathanson admitted to create co-founding an organization. Back then, it was called the National Association for the Repeal of Abortion Law. And then a couple years later, after Roe v. Wade, they changed up the name to National Abortion Rights Action League. So they went the longest span of time with that name. But he admits to setting up that organization, which has usurped and undermined, and as far as I'm concerned, eviscerated parental rights. So here's the thing. If you love your children, if you love your grandchildren more than you love your favorite politician or your political party, can we not at least get straight on the life issue and the parental rights issue? Because if we lose our children to the abortion monster, if we lose our parental rights, which we already have, you know, now we've got to get them back, okay? You know, we lose our country because then now your children are wards of the state. You have no control over your children. Think about that, fathers. All the men listening, you know, because that's what we're doing at Jose Inicia. We want to find as many men across this country who are as fired up as we are, who are going to stand up for women, who are going to stand up for their children, who are going to stand up for other people's children. So if any of your people listening are interested, send me an email at info@joseaforyou.org. And just say, Terry, I want to be a Jose Initiative messenger of truth. And we need the men. These men in America are in an era where the radical feminists have shut their traps. And we want men to be our protectors. We want men to have the knowledge so they can help slay these lies.
We got a couple of minutes before the break, so I don't want to get too far into, in your book, you talk about the 8-point strategy that Dr. Nathanson executed beautifully. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, you got to admire what they did. And on some level, it's admirable, right? What they were able to accomplish and twist America to get to believe. Mm-hmm. Let me just ask you kind of on a side note on states like mm-hmm. Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Missouri. They've passed, signed, sealed, delivered, and about to enact very restrictive abortion laws, very restrictive, very pro-life laws. It's all coming at this time. At the same time, New York is enacting the most radical Baal worship, Moloch worshiping, child sacrifice thing you can ever imagine. What do you make of kind of this dichotomy? Is this going along with everything you're saying, or it just seems that this time it's happening right now? It's crazy.
Well, Dr. Nathanson is going to show up on the scene. It's blowing my mind that God's preserved this for such a time as this, where we now at Hosea Initiative have everything we need now, other than we need donors to come and support Hosea Initiative, because all this costs. And we're working 60 to 80 hours a week, so we need all the support, the financial support we can get. This is God's timing. And literally, it comes down to, I give you life. You have a choice. You have life or death. Choose life so you and your descendants may live. It is coming down to which direction is America going to take? Are we going to stand firm on the value system that our founding fathers put in that Declaration of Independence? They didn't give us Sharia law. We have nothing to apologize about. They didn't found this country on, atheism. They founded this country on Christian Judeo value system. We can't get away from it. Now, we can deny it. We can turn our backs. We can dumb down the people like they have now in the public school system for generations. So you take the average high schooler who graduates and they have no clue what's in the Declaration of Independence. But here's the good news. If we get the people educated, the value system for which America must operate is right in the Declaration of Independence. And the Constitution is tied to the Declaration. They date back the Constitution to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So hallelujah. There's only one God that they're referring to, and it's not the God of Sharia law or Islam, right? And so my point is that the good news is it's not too late. We can get the people educated by November 2020. And I pity the party that doesn't put up a pro-life candidate, because they will be defeated.
Oh my God. I am just vibrating like crazy right now, what you're saying. I mean, you feel the power. I don't know if you listen to the show. We talk about the Declaration of Independence all the time. This totally merges. This is life. Choose life, ladies and gentlemen. Choose freedom. Choose life right now. Here we go. We're going to go on a break. HoseaForYou.org, Hosea for You, the number 4, HoseaForYou.org.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kuryak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
I am just, the whole break, I'm just buzzing. I'm so excited to hear Terry, to hear her voice. You can hear, it's so refreshing to finally have somebody put this down. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I talk a lot about God. I talk a lot about your divinity, what you're created, this country, the foundation of this country. She encapsulated this in such a more simple sentence. Are you going to choose life or are you going to choose death? And America is at that point. We're going to choose life or choose death. Get back to Terry just a second. The Power Mall, of course, you know the specials. Happy Body, the Detox Cocktail Dr. Sherry Rogers has come up with is on sale. Also, the Phosphatidylcholine, very important. Good health naturally. The Alpha Lipoic Acid R, the Vitamin E, the full spectrum. There's a big difference. And the high-quality Vitamin D. 10% off Silver Botanicals, my favorite deodorant. You want to avoid chemicals in your body? You want to avoid aluminum in your body? Well, you don't really want to get a vaccine with it. Well, why would you want it on your deodorant and under your arm and suck right into your lymph system? The Silver Botanicals deodorant is the best natural deodorant I've ever used, and I've used quite a bit of them, ladies and gentlemen. It is my favorite, and I love it. It's at the Power Mall. Strauss Heart Drops. We have free shipping on all Strauss Heart Drops, and we're loaded up, and we're stocked, ready to bear, ready to help you and help you help your life. And it's a fantastic product, and it's actually helping me lose weight, which is I didn't really anticipate that, but it makes sense if you're getting blood flow. Blood flow is key to everything. Blood flow is key to life, to health, to energy. And we want life. ThePowerMall.com. There are a few of the 20% off things still there. Please ask Jay about that. The protein powder. Ladies and gentlemen, if you use protein powder, you ought to check out that maca protein powder over at the Power Mall. 20% off. Thank you so much for your donations, your purchases, and what have you. ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Back to Terry Beatley. Terry is her website, Hosea For You, the number four, HoseaForYou.org. The name of the book is What If We've Been Wrong? Keeping My Promise to America's Abortion King. Very intriguing title, certainly, and her story is intriguing. And she's right at the heart of a monumental battle, but it is turning, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you, and no longer are we going to be silent listening to have a feminist or what have you to throw rights or throw this or try to use the Bill of Rights to destroy our rights, to destroy our life. We are not. That is not what we're about. And Terry, it is a pleasure to have you on. On this part of the interview, in your book, you talk about the eight steps or eight proponents or planks or whatever you want to call them that Dr. Bernard Nathanson used to basically trick America and enact and go from a life culture in the early 60s, 50s. We went from a life culture in America to a death culture. Please, let's go over those eight things. Do we lose her? Okay. Oh, my gosh. We lost her. Wow, that's weird. Well, we're going to wait to have her on, obviously. This is so key, ladies and gentlemen. This is the issue. I hope that you are not silent. And I hope that this show gives you ammunition to talk to people. You know, if you come up conversations, you don't want to have the whole abortion debate with people. You know what you can say? You know, the Planned Parenthood was started by eugenicists that started the Negro Project and wanted to get rid of all Negroes and said they were weeds. You know, you could just say something little like that and they'll be like, what? You know, it's a paradigm shifting idea. It's an antidote. It's kryptonite to this death culture, especially in the black community. I mean, they should be ready to hang. They should be ready to burn Planned Parenthood buildings. I mean, I'm not advocating it, but I mean, that's what I would feel. That's what I'd want to have happen. I do anyway. That's another story anyway. Let's get Terry. You back?
I am back. Yep.
Okay. Let's go over the eight planks or eight whatever they are that Dr. Bernard Nathanson used to trick and deceive America and get us to fall for Roe versus Wade.
Okay. And before I do, I want to encourage everybody, go to abortionking.com. That is my book publisher. I want people to go there because when they get the book from Amazon, they take 50% of the profits from the author. So I want people to get the book from abortionking.com. That's my publisher. Same price, abortionking.com. We have ebook, soft and hardback, and the only thing you need from Amazon is if you have to have an audio book, it's over there on Amazon, okay? All right, so abortionking.com. The eight-point strategy, this is what Dr. Nathanson wanted everybody to know. And, in fact, we've actually put the eight-point strategy in a little booklet. And our goal before November 2020, what I'm about ready to teach your listeners, this is in a little tiny booklet, retails for something like $3, and 4 by 6 inches, it can fit in your back pocket, your purse, or your backpack, and you can keep it. So when you get in a conversation with somebody who's willing to learn the truth, you can literally sit there and walk them through with this little booklet through the eight-point strategy. So you need the big book, and you need the little 4 by 6 inch fact-check booklet called Who Was America's Abortion King? This is what he did. The first thing they did was they had to frame the debate around choice, right? Because they couldn't frame it around the right for a woman to kill her baby. That would not have gotten off of, you know, home plate, right? So they had to craft it around or frame the debate around choice. And most any good lawyer knows that if you're the first ones out of the gate framing the debate, you can usually win it because nobody else is prepared for the arguments, okay? Number two, they would they came up with the different slogans, you know, my body, my choice, you know, abortion is a personal decision, all that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying they invented all the slogans. Of course they didn't, but they literally hired a public relations firm in the city of New York. That's where NARAL was formed. Organized, and they hired a PR firm to come up with this eight-point strategy. And I really want to encourage you to cut in with any questions as I'm going through these.
No, I'm listening. This is fantastic. Just go through them, and then I'll come back at the end, and then we'll talk about them. This
sure.
is great.
Okay. Okay, and then point number three, everyone knows how critical it is to use the media to advance any kind of a revolution, okay? So they were trying to advance the abortion revolution, and they had to use the media. Of course, back then, there was no internet. It was just print, radio, and TV. And so most of the reporters back then were young women who were covering this issue, you know, young women who had majored probably at a secular university. And for the sake of time, there's more to share about that, but we'll cut the details. And Dr. Nathanson, of course, he was an OBGYN, and he's the face, the medical face of the pro-abortion movement. So if he's sitting there at a press conference with 50 young female reporters, they believed everything this man would tell them. They would rarely go and do any research on what he was telling them, if any at all. And so what would he tell them? Oh, and by the way, for the reporters, they had already been opposing the Vietnam War, you know, for a couple years. And so it felt good to be for something. They were no longer having to oppose, you know, because we all know, you know, fake news was out there and they all have their own personal positions, which they were advancing. Okay, so number four, what would he tell them? He would fabricate the facts. You know, he would tell them lies. And what were the lies? He would tell these young reporters that a million women a year were having back alley illegal abortions. 1 million. That's a huge number. The problem with that number was it was a bald-faced lie. There were not a million illegal abortions. On the high side, and this is at the utmost high side, 99,000 illegal abortions. That's at the gross high side. But he would tell those reporters 1 million. The other big lie that he would tell them is he would look at those reporters and he would say, we have an epidemic on our hands and there are 5,000 to 10,000 women a year dying of illegal abortion complications. Bald-faced lie. He knew it. He admitted to knowing it was a lie, and he even put it in writing in one of his books years later that he knew it was false, and he figured everybody else in the industry knew it was false, but nobody was questioning it, so he kept repeating it. When I met with Dr. Nathanson, I said, Dr. Nathanson, where – the real number on the high side, mind you, was 200 to 250 women on the high side. There were some years as low as whatever, like 20 women dying of complications due to illegal abortion. Okay? Bald face lies, fake media. The fifth point is that he would quote statistics. And everybody knows in the media that if you're trying to push a revolution, by the way, they've done the same thing with homosexual marriage. Okay, they quoted all these false statistics about how many people are homosexual in America, and that they were using false stats. Well, all they did was take the playbook from NARAL. Okay, so Nathanson would tell the media that 60% of Americans want abortion on demand legalized. So I asked Dr. Nathanson, where in the world did he get the 60% number? And he reached his hand up in the air. And he said, Terry, I just pulled it out of thin air. Our PR company told us ideally we need to be above 50%. The real number was one half of 1% of Americans wanted abortion on demand legalized. One half of 1%. We were told back in the late 60s that 60% of people, Americans, want abortion on demand legalized.
Now I am gonna stop you right here. I am getting so angry right now, and I mean like angry, like not like mad because my daughter didn't clean the room angry. I mean like indignation angry. I am so upset right now.
We should be. Yeah, we should be. I mean, when you think about all this is based on lies. I mean, Satan comes, the devil comes to kill, deceive, and destroy. Okay, that, very clear. Deceive, you know, kill, deceive, and destroy. That is what he has done to the United States. But we've got a choice going forward, okay? That's the good news, all right?
I want to point
60 million dead babies is enough.
That's right. It is enough. Let me interject something else here, because I'm drawing parallels to the vaccine push. We've had a lot of guests talk about vaccines, and you'll see how this relates in a minute. My brother-in-law talks about, was going back and forth with my wife on social media. I don't even like to get involved, but I mean, pretty heated back and forth. And it was like he had taken PR classes straight out of, Merck or something, straight out of the vaccine industry. And the words he would use, you're anti-science, you're a pseudo, religious beliefs. Yeah. You don't know what you're talking about. You're in danger. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, these talking points. Where did he get this out of an ad firm or something? This is right. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But then he would spout these lies about vaccines have been proven safe and effective. This and this and this happens. The measles are going to do that and all these. And you go look at it. Every one of them is a lie, is a damnable lie, a damnable lie. Is it basically what you're saying here?
It's the parallels with that, the parallels with the, the whole slave industry, the parallels with so many of the things that have happened. Yeah. So, but the beat goes on, and they needed to repeat the lies often. And that's point number six. Repeat, repeat, repeat. So it's true. Fake news is real. So the dumbed down media, these lazy reporters, and maybe personally they were for abortion, so therefore they didn't really care probably if they had the facts or not. They had the leader, the medical leader of the abortion movement in front of them, feeding them, all this fabricated, all these lies. And that's all they had to do was just advance it and keep dumbing down, dumbing down, dumbing down. And by the way, the PR firm, there were reasons behind almost all of these points that I'm going over, because it was to appeal to a certain aspect of our nature. And so this idea of choice, Americans love choice. I was in the grocery stores like a year and a half ago trying to get a quart of orange juice. And there's this older man, like 90 years old, looking at all these orange juice choices with pulp, without pulp, with pulp, with calcium, da 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 da. And he said, "I just want orange juice." So Americans are so used to choice, and it sounds so positive, but they chose that word choice very carefully, very carefully. So point number seven was Dr. Nathanson would have to justify decriminalizing abortion. He'd have to rationalize it. And he would say, look, the women who are going to have abortions, they're going to do it anyway. Whether it's legal or illegal, they're going to go have an abortion. So he said, let's just get it legalized and call it a day. Well, common sense tells us, that ain't right. If you legalize something, what does it do? It drives up demand. So once abortion became legalized, and of course the lie they were using back then, as they still do, it's just a blob of tissue. It's just a clump of cells. And so women were now, well, wait a minute. I don't want this thing because it's just a clump of cells and I'm not ready to become a mother. Well, they ignored the fact that they were already a mother, because they had a baby growing inside them. But they were told it's just a clump of cells. So what happened, as soon as they legalized it, it drove the demand from on the high side of 99,000, over 1 million, pushing 1.5 million abortions.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Okay, and then point number eight, which we'll probably have to take some time going over this one, it was called the Catholic Strategy. And because NARAL they organized in New York, what does New York have but lots of Catholics? And so NARAL needed a political victory, because when they formed back in the late 60s, by the early 1970, January 1970, there was a really radical pro-abortion bill, not as radical as what they just passed up in New York, but this one, I think, allowed abortions through the 24th week. So New York had a 140-year-old law on the books that protected babies in the womb. So NARAL organized a very fractured abortion movement under the banner of NARAL, and they became the face of that abortion movement. Dr. Nathanson went to Planned Parenthood and begged Planned Parenthood to join with NARAL to try to overturn the anti-abortion law in New York. Planned Parenthood refused. So what happened is they had to figure out a way to deceive enough Catholic voters. They, by the way, they flipped that law in New York in 18 months with the propaganda I just told you. And then in order to keep their political victory, because they had to make sure they had enough pro-abortion candidates in the New York legislature, they implemented the Catholic strategy. And that was a plan to deceive Catholic voters. So they would walk into the voting booth and enough of them would have separated their religious conviction, because the Catholic Church is unbudged. It's unmoved for 2,000 years. They have recognized abortion as an intrinsic evil. So kudos to the Catholic Church for never changing. But NARAL was able to convince enough Catholic voters to separate from their religious doctrine, and when they walk into that voting booth, go and support pro-abortion candidates, because, hey, every woman deserves the right to choose. And you can remain personally against abortion, but every woman deserves the right to choose. And it's just a medical decision. It has nothing to do with politics.
You know, I'm going to – I hope people are listening realize how important these points are. This is massive. This is exactly what's been done onto you. You could apply this to many different policies or different agendas. This is so key. And getting back to vaccines, because I'm going to piggyback on what you said. I get in discussions. My wife gets in. She's on Facebook and what have you, all that. I don't get involved. But I get into discussions, and when the vaccine issue gets pretty heated, the discussion, I say, well, I want choice. It's my body. It's my choice. And when I say that to people, I've had people look at me and this demon look gets on their face and they almost want to pop my eyeballs out. And mm-hmm. I'm realizing why talking to you, because we just took their strategy and their lies and their built on sand logic and twisted it and turned it around right on them and used it against them. And it sends them through the roof, mm-hmm. through the roof. It's very fascinating.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you think about the effectiveness of their deceptive strategy, I'm talking now about the abortion industry, but like you said, the same things apply to the vaccine industry. It's been so effective. That's one thing we should glean from them. But we know the God we serve, and all we have to do is speak the truth, and enough people will respond to the truth.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, Terry.
But
we have been silent.
Liberated with the truth. Yeah.
We have been silent. We have been taught that, oh, turn the other cheek. It means to be Christian. We can't offend. We can't. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we keep that attitude, we're going to be flushed right down the toilet. It is time for you to speak out every opportunity you get. You have, whether you like it or not, if you want America to change, if you want this policy to change, you have to be ready to give some kind of answer to when you are posed to this in your daily walk of life. And you will be posed, and it will come to you. I'm sorry. You cannot stand on the sidelines. You have to join this animated contest of liberty, because this is all about life, or this is about death. And if you are not going to speak about this, when will you speak about anything? Anything in this world? Is there anything more important than the choice that Terry is laying out, and the manipulation and the deception and the Luciferian doctrine that has been used to put the hooks in the United States of America and rip us from our inheritance, rip us from our creation and what has been endowed to us and given to us by our founding fathers, and turn us into slaves, death culture, and really a culture that will be annihilated by our choices and our apathy and our indecision? What else is there?
Well, I think you perfectly said it. I don't know what else I could even add, but I completely concur. And people's, see, my apathy, let me just tie this back in with Dr. Nathanson. I was, I'm very transparent, by the way, when I speak across the country, and so I think it's a perfect opportunity to explain my apathy, my ignorance, and then because it's not like I've been a pro-life advocate most of my life. I'm 50. Actually, today's my birthday. I'm 56 years old.
Okay? Happy birthday.
I did not become, thank you, I did not become awakened to how I had been duped until I was about 40 years old. I'm amazed how long I went. And what do I mean by that? So I'm 56, I'm married, and I'm still married to my high school sweetheart. But my high school sweetheart and I went to GYN doctor when I was 17, went behind my parents' back, and I got put on the birth control pill at 17 years old. And I was on that pill till I was about 36. So from 17 to 36 years old, I popped a little white pill every day. What I did not know, there were two things I did not know. I did not know it was a group 1 carcinogen. That's in the birth control pill. Hormonal contraception is, in, according to the United Nations World Health Organization, the birth control pill is a group 1 carcinogen. And for those of you all listening who don't know what that means, it's a cancer-causing agent. The birth control pill is a group 1 carcinogen in the same family as asbestos. Well, I'm sorry, that kind of ticks me off, the idea from 17 to 36, and I didn't know it. Not one doctor ever said that to me. And the other thing I did not know, and I feel sad, I can't believe how stupid I was for most of those, I never knew it was an abortifacient. It causes an abortion.
Ugh.
And the vast majority of women are just who are on that pill are just like I was from 17 to 36.
There's the music. I just got a text from Pastor Wright. He says, if you're not aware of this, you might want to look into Alice Bailey's, quote, 10-point plan for the New World Order. Sanger, Margaret Sanger, was mentored by Alice Bailey. So then another point. Very interesting. Terry, I couldn't be more thrilled that you were on. I want to have you on again relatively soon. I want to connect with you. I'm going to have Catherine connect with you. Maybe we can get together and do some speaking engagement somewhere, something. I am all in with you. I am 100% with you. Our audience is with you. Majority of them are. Are we going to choose life or are we going to choose death, ladies and gentlemen? Which one is it? Which one?
Well, I would love to be back on with you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY.